today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers, dear sisters, dear listeners of this program, today is a special from IRIB English Radio. Assalamu alaikum and welcome to this episode under the title of The Status of Music in Islam. Yes, we're going to speak about music. Today, Tuesday, is the 8th of Shawwal, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 20th of the month of Ordibehesht, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 10th of May, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. As usual, we bless this moment of this program, today's special, by recitation of chapter Luqman, Verse 6.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ومن الناس من يشتري لهو الحديث ليضل عن سبيل الله بغير علم ويتخذها هزوا أولئك لهم عذاب مهين.
And of the people is he who buys the amusement of speech to mislead others from the way of Allah without knowledge, and who takes it in ridicule. Those will have a humiliating punishment.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The word chastisement here is qualified by the word disgracing for the reason that punishment should be equivalent with a crime. They disgrace the divine verses, and then Allah has also appointed a chastisement for them, which is both painful and disgracing. At the end, Imam Baqir, peace be upon him, said, "Profane singing is among the sins for which Allah has promised the hellfire." And then he recited the verse under discussion. Therefore, profane singing is one of the great sins. Since a great sin is the sin for which punishment has been promised in the Quran.
Accept my prayer,
ya Rabb al-alamin, ya Rahmanu ya Rahim.
We look at the music in the viewpoint of Islam. Music in Islam is divided into two categories, natural and artificial music. Natural music is the sounds of nature and animals that surrounds us and are ever present, like gushing water, howling and whistling of the wind, birds chirping, and many more. These sounds have been created by Allah, and listening to them is not haram and unlawful. The other kind is artificial or man-made music and songs that include the use of both or either vocal or musical instruments. In the normal cultural and global understanding of the term music, it is this definition that is referred to. As for the first type, there is no harm in it. There are melodies of nature that speak about the beauty of the Creator, Allah the Almighty. So all of these beautiful melodies of nature are actually Allah's creation doing the dhikr of Allah.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bi-nastayn. In this episode, we are going to talk about music in Islam. From this perspective, we find that music has got various aspects because, I mean, it works on different kinds of, aspects of our nervous system. At the same time, it must be indicated that music may have a kind of relation with moralities, with ethics and mysticism. We find that according to the Islamic instructions, good jobs, piety, sincere faith in the whole in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and other religious jobs and deeds we've been instructed to perform in order to attain more proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, in contrast to this, we can't find any indication, even a single indication, that this divine path, this religious path, can be trodden through listening to music. No, getting closer and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and being able to taste the sweetness of proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala requires hard work. And this hard work should be done by anybody who wants to travel this long path. It cannot be done. It cannot be performed simply by means of listening to music or playing music, because in this way, music spoils our nervous system. And other than wasting our time, music makes us really very dormant, and that kind of music cannot be recommended for sure.
IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible. All in all, in today's special, IRIB English Radio.
Thank you for listening to today's special from IRIB English Radio. In this part, we'll look at the negative effects of music in Islam. Music makes us addicted. Instead of listening music, we can change it with reciting Quran or conducting dua or other useful activities, including charity, because music is addictive. The rhythm and melody has the same effect as cigarettes or a drug. But if Muslim cannot live music completely, then Islam recommended to choose music that teach goodness. Music that teach goodness can give a good influence toward human. Instead of listening to dark and rude music, this type of music will give us an ease and relieves our mind.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Wa tadarbi, shukran.
شكراً يا ربي شكراً هديت قلبي شكراً. نورت دربي شكراً يا رب.
The Harmful Effects of Music on Body and Mind is the title of this part. A type of music to be injurious consists of those musical compositions which reflect their lack of form, their irregular rhythms, the modern mind in its condition of stress. Many modern dances, particularly jazz, combine overstimulation with the disintegrating influence of their rhythms. Howard Hansen exposes in a drastic way the widespread injurious influence of jazz. He says this: I hesitate to think of what the effect of music upon the next generation will be if the present school of jazz continues to develop unabated. Much of it is crass, raucous, and commonplace, and could be dismissed without comment if it were not for the radio, whereby hour after hour, night after night, perhaps they have developed an immunity to its effect, but if they have not, and if the mass production of this drug is not curtailed, we may find ourselves a nation of neurotics, which even the skill of the psychiatrist may be hard-pressed to cure.
أنا حديث باي إمام الصادق عليه السلام: بيت الغناء لا تؤمن فيه الفجيعة. A house that has music, a house that plays music all day and all night, a house that doesn't lower the volume of music, لا تؤمن فيه الفجيعة. Sudden disasters occur in that house. When all of a sudden you see a disaster occurring in your house, first go in and ask, what happened? What is the reason? One of the reasons is music. When music is played in a house. وَلَا تُجَابُ فِيهِ الدَّعْوَةِ. And our prayers and dua will not be answered. Some people say, why isn't my dua ever answered? I have someone who's ill, someone who has cancer, for example, and I continuously pray for them, but Allah does not answer my dua. Why? This is one of the reasons. Because we have music in our houses. وَلَا يَدْخُلُ فِيهِ مَلَكٌ or al-malak. Angels will not come into our house when there's music being played. That means if angels do not come, then who comes instead? It's either angels or whom? Shayateen. Shayateen will come instead. And another hadith by Imam Sadiq alayhi salam: al-ghina yurithu an-nifaq wa yu'aqibu al-faqr. First of all, music and singing brings hypocrisy into a person's heart. A person becomes hypocritical. يُنْبِتُ الْنِفَاقَ فِي الْقَلْبِ means that hypocrisy will come and sit in that person's heart. Not that a person will become hypocritical and become a hypocrite for a day or 2 days. No, hypocrisy will come and sit in that person's heart. That person will become a hypocrite. He listens to music, but then at the same time, he wants to come and pray. He wants to go and do the ziyarah of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. This person listens to music and at the same time he wants to read Quran and listen to dua Abu Hamza Thimali. How is this heart that is hypocritical that listens to music but at the same time wants to listen to dua Abu Hamza Thimali? Isn't this a contradiction? It's like a person who goes to the gym for 2 hours and does all kinds of exercises but comes back home and eats 3 burgers and a couple of cheesecakes and eats regular Pepsi, not diet Pepsi, but regular Pepsi. This is a contradiction. How is this possible? This is a form of hypocrisy.
Thank you very much. Our time is over. We leave you all in Allah's protection. Till another meeting, another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. God bless all of you.
told me that I'm crazy, who you praying for? They told me there is nothing, who you looking for? Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were locked, yes, I was mesmerized. But deep inside, I know that there's a better world. Cause I'm a believer. I'm a believer.